Be'ezer Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Esther, the 20th chapter in the Rambam Sichas Tumas Mesen, the laws of ritual impurity that emanates from a dead person, and the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity, which we continue in the theme of the previous Perakim, discussing specifically the Tumah of oil, which is under the same canopy, the same covering, from the Tumah of a mess, which in this Perek we discuss regarding Tumah that's absorbed, or other things that will protect something from being contaminated from the Tumah of the oil. That's Rambam against Halacha Aleph regarding the general rule. Shleisha Dvar Matzilim. There are three things that protect from Tumah, Boil Ames, even though it's in the same oil as the corpse. They are Tzamed Pasel, a tightly fastened seal, V'Olam, another oil, and Beluim, if it's absorbed. Now, Beluim, these things that are absorbed, Matzilim Al Tahoyim Shleis Tamu, they protect on things that are pure, that are inside the sealed area, Shleis Tamu, that they should not become Tumah from what's in the oil. And also, Mayin HaTumah, they also prevent the Tumah that's inside Shalei Tetsu Tatami, that it should also not go out from this fastened, sealed vessel, and to be Mitami, other things. Now, about some impossible island, but that's regarding the absorbed things. Regarding the other two, regarding the tightly fastened seal, Ba'olim and the oil, Matzilin al Tahoyim Shalei Tama. They only protect that what's Torah, what's inside the tightly fastened, sealed vessel, and what's in that other oil, that they should not become Tami. But they don't prevent what's inside not to go out to be mitame other things. Kitzur Hashem, so the Rambam illustrates this. By his tummy, if there's a house that has tumah, sheish b'kli mokub tzamed pasel, that it has inside that house, there's a vessel that's surrounded with a tightly fastened seal. So kol shabatecha kli tarim, whatever's inside the vessel is going to remain tar. V'cheinim ho yishem oil b'techa b'ayah. So to let's say there was an oil, another oil, a smaller canopy inside that house. Whatever vessels are inside that oil is going to be tar. But let's say an olive-sized piece of the corpse was inside the vessels. And it's surrounded with a tightly fastened seal. And it's brought into the house. The house will be tummy. What's inside the vessel will come out and be metame what's in the house. So it's regarding if there's one oil within another oil, and the olive-sized piece of dead person is inside the inner oil, all the vessels in the outer oil will become tamei. However, in Halacha Beis, Ram continues regarding the contrast to the Halacha of Bluim, of absorbed, that protects. But regarding that which is absorbed, it does both. It protects what's, if it's absorbed and it's tar, it protects itself from becoming tamei. And it also prevents tamei from going out and contaminating what's out there. Kitzur Hashem, so the Rambam illustrates. Kelev she'achol b'tzah hames. If a dog eats the flesh of a dead person, the nichnas labayis, now the dog goes into a house, habayis tar. The house remains tar. So although the tumah is inside, but since it's absorbed, it's not going to be metame. Bola tabas, let's say, swallows a ring, full of them. Even if it's a person who swallows a ring, which a person is someone who could be mekabel tumah. She'bola tabas, where if he swallows a ring, where and the chiddush in that is it's not even something that's getting digested in the stomach. V'nichzis oil ames, and it goes into the oil that has a mess. Ava bishanit matumah shiv, although the person is becoming tumah for 7 days because in the oil is the mess, hatabas tahira, the ring's going to remain tar if it came out of his body after he had already purified himself. But if it was before, then it would become tumah when it's touching his body, when it's coming out. But when it's absorbed, the ring, does not become tummy. V'chin kalabluin. So to anything that's absorbed, b'chayu, b'hema, in a wild animal, a domestic animal, v'oivers, v'dogim, and with birds and fish, matzilin kozman shein chayim, they protect for the thing that's inside as long as the creature is still alive. But the meso, but if they died, u'v'sar ha'meis, and now it has the flesh of a dead person, b'tech me'ayim, in their intestines, oy ha'kelim, or there's pure vessels that are inside their stomachs, and they go into the oil ha'mes, ha'reim k'mo'yish e'ne below, then we treat it as if it's not absorbed, and it will have that regal al-chav tumah of being the oil ha'mes. Now, Allah Chagimah qualifies that. Nishchad rei vechad ba'ayfiv. Let's say the majority of one of the two pipes, the windpipe and the food pipe that are in the neck of the animal, if in the bird, if the majority of one of them was slaughtered, and b'reiv shnayim b'behema, and the majority of two by an animal, so ava b'shadayin hemefarkas, and although they're still thrashing around, harim kemesim, where a bird needs less to slaughter than that of the animal, needs only the majority of one, and the animal needs the majority of two. So they already could say halachically lie dead, and therefore the inimatzim alakilim abloom, therefore they're not going to protect for the vessels that are absorbed inside their intestines. And v'leimayin mesatum b'shabatech meim shleit tami works both ways, import and export, will also not prevent the tumah that's inside from being metamot on the outside. It's only when they're alive that it will have the halacha. Now, Halacha Dalad, Bekama Tisha Hatuma B'me'ehem, a related Halacha, how long does Tuma remain inside their intestine? V'ti metama kashi musa, that it will contaminate, like in the previous Halacha's case, when the animal died. Because if they died after it already was the amount of time of digestion, it wouldn't be metam anymore. So the question is, how long is that time period that will say that when the animal dies, oh, so the source of tumah inside will be contaminated. So bekelav, regarding a dog, it's up to a period of 3 24-hour periods, 3 days. Now regarding all other wild and domestic animals and birds and fish, it's 1 day period of 24 hours. Which, that's how long it takes for them to digest the food. Hence, the tumah of the besar hameis will still be up until that amount of time. Now, but medvam, when we say this, that if it did not delay that amount of time, it's still going to be metame, is kishenisha besar hameis b'tech meim. It's only if at least the flesh of the dead person is still inside their intestines. Aval ze'ev, but let's say regarding a wolf, shabal etinik, that swallowed a child, the kiyu derech besurei, and it expelled it through the anus, it defecated, habasutar. So even if it's before 24 hours have gone on, if it already was expelled through the excretory system, it's an indicator that it's already been digested, and therefore the flesh will not have any more halacha of besar hameis, it will be tar. But vatsamis betumasin, but the bones are still going to contaminate because bones are not digested, because they're very hard, it's still going to have the tumah of the mess. Halacha hey qualifies this halacha of bluin, of absorb, that's specifically in the digestive system of a living creature. In a blum nitzalim, this halacha of if it's absorbed, it's saved. It's ele bebetin nefesh l'chayi. It was not said only if it's in the stomach of a living creature. Come on, like we explained. Ava blum beguf akelim v'avonim. But let's say it's absorbed inside the body of a vessel or of stone. In themselves, then it's not saved. Ketzer hauso. So let's say you have koish, a spindle. Shenivlo boy hatzino shemateches. Where it's absorbed inside of that spindle, like a bent needle that's stuck into the spindle, which is totally absorbed in the wood of that spindle, or umalmud. Let's say you have it's like a rod made out of wood, which is placed on the animal's neck so that it should go straight when it's walking. And inside that, shenivla b'hadarvan, you have this metal piece that's absorbed inside that wooden stick. Or ulevena, let's say there's a brick. So it's a tabas mublas betecha, that inside the brick there was a ring that's absorbed inside of it. And these items go into the oilames, nitmu, they will become tame. Ava pishein nirin, even though it's not even visible. Vareim chupin, that's covered over what it's absorbed in. She'ein habluim bekelim atzilim, because it's the halacha of being absorbed does not save in vessels. Ella betzamet pasel, which is hadafin halacha that we mentioned, one of the three, only if it's a tightly fastened seal, which only protects for food and drink and earthenware. Here we're talking about a metal vessel, and therefore it doesn't save, like absorbed, because it's not in the stomach, and it's also not with some apostle, because it does not qualify for what some apostle protects for, and therefore they will become tummy. Chimacher tabasod regarding a pin or a ring, shoyim uvlo and betfela sataner, if they are absorbed in the clay that's used to smear on the oven to support it, and you have this ring or pin that's absorbed inside over there, and the oven becomes tummy in the oil hames, or let's say a sheretz falls into its airspace, so the vessels that are inside that clay are also become tummy. Now, but if the oven was surrounded with a tightly fastened seal, since the vessel will remain tar, so then also the vessels that are absorbed in that clay on top of it will also be tahar, because although tamid pasul does not protect, as we mentioned before, regarding a kli matris, here the ring will not become tamid. And the reason for that is because since it's absorbed, it's like part of the oven, and the oven is protected with a tamid pasul. Chen so to chavis, regarding a jug of earthenware, hamokef is tamid pasul, that's surrounded with a tightly fastened seal. And you had this pin or this ring that was b'megufas achavis, that was in the seal of the barrel mitzida, from its side, not opposite the opening of the barrel. Hadeilu tameim, so they're going to be tame, because what sticks out from the width of the seal is not secondary to the oven. because the oven doesn't need it, and therefore it's not like a part of the oven. And it's also the fact that it's absorbed in the vessel is not protecting it. As we said, that's only by the intestines of an animal. And also, the tzamen pasul is not going to protect, because we said metal vessels are only saved, they're not saved with tzamen pasul. So therefore they're going to be tummy. And the imatzin boil a mess. And it's not going to save it from the in the oil a mess. Now, hayu b'magufas achavis k'neged piyah. Now, let's say it was in the seal of the barrel opposite the opening. So, im hayu nirin l'teich achavis. So, if let's say it was visible to the inside of the barrel, where there is a thin layer of clay of the seal, and ve'en yitzim lavir. So, although you could see it, but it doesn't go into the airspace. So, taharim, it's going to be tahar, like we said, regarding when it's secondary to the oven, like in the clay. And v'miyotz la'avira, but if it went into the airspace, then to me it's going to be tummy, because the vessel is coming out from the seal, and it's not secondary to it, and therefore the halacha is like a vessel that's in the earthenware vessel with a tzamed pasul, which it's not being saved. As Rama explains, she'en kli cheres hamukim tzamed pasul, because the earthenware vessel that's surrounded with a tightly fastened seal is not matzah al kemesh abateicha, does not save the vessel that inside of it, kemesh abateicha, like we explain later on, perichav gimel, halacha alf. Now, v'emiyesh tachtein. Now, however, if you have beneath this pin and this ring that are absorbed in the seal, k'klipas hashum, like as thin as the peel of a garlic, even though it is it's indented into the airspace, at a time it's going to be tar, because again, it's not in the airspace because of that tiny little peel's worth of the garlic. Halacha above, the Ram continues regarding this halacha of absorbed, of bluin, when it's in the ground, that there it does not protect. So whatever is absorbed into the ground of the house, they are going to be tamei. They're in the tzon, and they're not protected. Why? Shekarka oil kamoy at a time, because the ground of the oil is like it all the way to the depth, which the oil is tamei, so to the ground. Mashekim miksalov, which is not the case by its walls, kamesh is boil, like we're going to explain later on, per chavalov halacha gimel. Ketzer hasa, the Ram illustrates. Hatama babai, so there's tumma in the house. Vekeil matmun bakakras, and you have the vessels that are buried in its ground. Avol tachas me'am, even 100 amas deep, tumayim begin be tamei. Now, but if in the place where it is buried, there's an area of a tefach by a tefach, then term they're going to be tar. Shem tachas oil echer, or the gear says acher, because now they're in another oil within the oil, which we said oil is matzah, from the outer oil, which is tami. The mazad demer, what can this be compared to? La aliyah shagabe abayis. We have a second story, a loft on top of the first floor. The tum of aliyah and the tum in the second story, shabayis tar, which the first floor is going to be tar, which is the oil within beneath an upper oil. Let's say someone splits a house with a partition towards the ground, meaning the partition is cutting in the width of the house, which is separating between essentially the roof and the floor, where it's going along the horizontal line, and we're talking about where the bottom part has a gap of a tefach, and the opening of the house remains in the upper half. And the tumah was between this partition and the ground. So the vessels that are in the house above from this partition are going to be tummy. Why? Because we said oil doesn't prevent tumah from coming out, like we explain in Halacha Aleph, which when we said oil tech oil, it only protects from tumah from coming in, not from going out. And this is not the same thing as a bayis va'aliyah, because there the tumah doesn't necessarily go out. There's no room for tumah to go out, but rather through derech habayis. And here this is considered as this mechitza. It's not a regular bona fide oil. It's not really oil on top of oil. It's more aroi. So therefore, it will be metamo. It's above the mechitza. Now, ha'isa tumah lamalam the mechitza. If the tumah was above this partition, meaning, so, and in our case, we said it's aray, and also it has to go through because the Pesach Habayis is above that mechitza. Now, but if the tumah was above that partition, so then kelim shebein mechitza va'aretz taharim. Then the vessels that are beneath that mechitza, towards and in between that mechitza and the ground, are going to be tar, sha'oil, matzah, like we said, because the oil is going to protect what's tar from becoming tummy, because, and also the tumah is not going down that way because the Pesach Habayis is actually above this mechitza. Now, v'mein bein ha-mechitza v'oretz k'ev ha-tefach, but if, let's say, between this partition and the ground, you didn't have a height of a tefach, ha-dem ketmun ba-kakabais, then it's halachically qualified like as if it's buried in the ground. Even if it was 100 amas deep. Halacha zayin continues with the halacha of a drain. Biv, a drain shu kamer, which is covered. Tachas ha-bais, that goes beneath the house. V'yishpe p'seach tefach. And it has a space of a tefach. And v'yishpe p'schei, there's by the opening of the pipe, shulchutz labayis, which goes out of the house, it has also a pesach tefach, opening of a tefach. Inside the pipe, sabay is tar. The house is tar because the tuma goes out through the opening that it has a tefach, and if it's not spreading inside, because it has a way to go outside and not to go in, and that's derech tuma lotzis v'lelikonis. Now, when do we say this? Is when obviously the opening inside is closed, but if it would be open, it would spread into the house because it has an opening of a tefach. But it's closed, and therefore it's not going to have tum in the bais. Now, let's say it was tum in the house. What's in the pipes, what's in the drain, is going to be tar, because the tum is going to go out through the opening of the house, not through the drain. And because the opening of the drain that's on the inside is closed, so it's not spreading into the drain. Now, let's say it had an opening of a tefach, But where its outlet is, does not have opening of a tefach. Inside the drain, then habay is tummy. Then the house is going to be tummy, because since there's no place for the tumah to go on the outside, because when it's less than a tefach, we don't say tumah goes out that way, so it's going to go into the house. Even though it's closed now, ultimately it's going to be open, and therefore the tumah is going to come out into the house. Now, let's say tumah babayis, let's say the tumah in the house, Masha b'toichet tar, what's inside the drain is going to be tar, which this is when the opening towards the house is closed. And the reason for this is in darker shaltum likonis, because it's not normal for tumah to go in, because the end of the tumah is going to go through the opening of the house, not through the drain. And im b'seich tefach, now let's say the opening does not have a space of a tefach. And the im b'tzias b'seich tefach, neither does the output have an area of a tefach. And tumah b'toichet tumah is in the drain. So then the house is going to be tummy. Kila b'teich habayis, as if it's in the house, because it doesn't have any outlet to go out the other way. Tumah b'bayis, if let's say tumah is in the house, masha b'teich tummy. What's inside the drain is going to be tummy. Why? Because since we said there's no gap of a tefach, so it's like basically like vessels that are buried in the ground of the oil, which has tumah over inside of it. And like we said, the ground of the house is like it all the way up until the depth of the earth. Halacha Ches continues regarding combining half a measurement regarding barrels and regarding rooms. So shtei chavis, it's two barrels. The kechatzi zayis b'kolecha, and there's only half an olive size of a dead person in each one of them. Umukavit summit puzzle, and they're surrounded with tightly fastened seals. Umenachas b'techa bayis. And now both these barrels are inside the same room. So hein tairis, their tahar, because it only has a half a shear, which is not contaminated. But v'abayis, the house is going to be tummy. Why? Because in the house, there is an olive-sized piece of a dead person. And because v'ein tzamed pasul l'tumma, there's no halacha of tzamed pasul preventing tumma from coming out. So they're both considered that they're here in the room. Now, moreover, v'ein metamas machmas abayis, we don't say that, wait a second, okay, now that the house is tummy, so now the vessels are in the oil mess, and they should become tummy from the house. No, sharein mukavas tummy pasul, because they themselves are surrounded with a tightly fastened seal, which prevents them and what's inside them from becoming tummy. Niftucha achas mehen. Now, well, let's say one of those barrels are opened up, then hiva bayis tameim. Then it and the house are going to be tummy, because now the tum of the house is going into the ear space of the open barrel. But v'chaver tatar, but the other one is going to remain tar. And mechein nisim alecha would apply with shnei chadar, two rooms. Shem pesuchim zel azev labayis. They're both open up to each other and to the house. Now, we're talking about where the two rooms are not open up to the outside; they're opening up to the house. The kechatzis zayis bepanimi oy bemtzay. Now you have a half an olive size, either in the inner one or the middle one, and you have kechatzis zayis bechatzis mechitzin, and you have a half an olive size in the outer one. So achitzin tummy. So the outer room is going to be tummy because everything is going through that outer room, and the whole zayis is going to pass through there. It already has a half a zayis there, and another one is going to have to come through that way. Now, v'apnim v'emtzai tarim, but the inner one and the middle one are going to be tar, because we're talking about the door is locked, and but seif tamalotzis and in derech tamalikonis. Now, kechat zayis b'apnimi v'kechat zayis b'emtzai. Let's say there's like a half an aleph size in the inner one and half an aleph size in the middle one, which have an inner one, a middle room, and then the outer room. Ha'pnimi tar, so the inner one's going to be tar, because it only has a half a zayis. V'emtzai v'achitzin tamei, but the middle one and the outer one are going to be tamei. Sh'derech ha'tum alatzi, because we said the norm of tum is like we see it as if it's going out, and the middle one will have, because it itself has a half, and the inner one is going to be passing by over there, and the outer one, it's both kezayis are going to be passing through there. Because derech ha'tumah is in darkei lakanos, but it's not normal to go inside, and therefore the inner one, which only has a half a zayis, will not be tamei because it only has a chatzis zayis.